live in Studio 2A, Logan Phillips.
These are poems from the book Sonore and Strange, and tonight, especially, they are dedicated to Ferguson, they are dedicated to Nogales, they are dedicated to Ayotzinapa, they are dedicated to Mike Brown, they are dedicated to Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez, and they are dedicated to 43 students who have disappeared. Sonoran Strange. Spine of the continent goes underground. There are no Rockies. There is no Sierra Madre Occidental, but instead only isolated mountains of pine rising thousands of feet above the desert floor. Sky islands floating in a sea of desert surrounded by coral of cacti. Millennial migratory route for thousands of bird species and millions of humans. This is the far northern range of the ghost-like Mexican jaguar and the parrot-like elegant trogon moving between islands of prehistoric tropics. This is where Aldo Leopold coined the term conservation. This is where hundreds of people are left to die each year, lost at sea, an ocean of desert naufragos. From these peaks, Anglos conquered the valleys, sending military Morse code in the reflection of heliograph mirrors. From these peaks, Anglos reach towards the sky, trying to untangle the stars in observatories. In these wide valleys, shipping lines were mapped. This is the crossroads that gave the railroad tycoons a flat route for their transcontinental railroad, east to west, west to east, cattle and tourism. This is the crossroad that gave Aboriginal cultures a direct route for their transcontinental commerce. South to north, north to south, turquoise and jade. Esta es la tierra que le dio a México su mina de cobre más grande del país. This is the earth that gave the United States its largest copper mine. This is the wealth of empires. This is where the Mexican Revolution began and Manifest Destiny ended, washing back from California. Anglo bandits escaped here after raiding into Mexico. Apache bandits escaped here after raiding into Mexico. Mexican narcos stage here before smuggling into Arizona. Venetians escape here in summer to second homes. Tucsonans slide here in winter on Sonoran ski slopes. Homeland of the Chiricahua Apache. Homeland of the Huachuca Agave. Where the Autumn were born. Where the thunder is born. Psychogeographic landscape of myth. Hollow with limestone caverns and punctured by prospectors. There is lost treasure. There were endangered species, extinct zip codes, boom towns, ghost towns, and the holiest of places, Babokivari and Ramsey, timber and perennial springs, suppression and crown fires, Santa Rita y Catalina, Penaleños y Peloncillos, Tumacacari y El Tigre, sky, islands, float like blue mirage. Under black thunderheads and above waves of irradiant desert summer. Sonoran Strange. Gila. Sonoran Strange is hiding in the creosote. Overhead, the stars are spinning a spiral. Sky built of jet stream, laced with jet trails and angular web. Sonoran Strange, slitting the throat of a 100-year cacti. Bleeding for June water with a near-dead tongue, salt face, sand lung. Aren't we all just liquid, hiding behind spines? Sonoran Strange. Maricopa County, a golf course without lube. Sonoran Strange. Pima County, sixth and stone may be my bones, but this history will never hurt me. Sonoran Strange, everywhere. The obvious has gone into hiding. Limestone caverns, yet to be discovered. Cochise's bones, yet to be discovered. Cabeza de Vaca, yet to be discovered. Lost paradise, yet to be discovered. The true location of the border, yet to be discovered. The next bonanza, yet to be discovered. The extent of this, yet to be discovered. Sonoran Strange trains, filled with tanks. Birds, building nests of nylon y nopales, pack rats building nests of cotton and hair, hummingbirds flying transcontinental, jumping joya, jumping borders, the sun climbing the fence every day, tumbleweeds sowing their foreign seed, sycamores strangled with drought, heavy rain hanging on the horizon, saguaros in bloom, uprooted by poachers, sold on the black market of cacti. Saguaros and fruit, injected by rangers, protected with tracking devices. There are Titan missiles standing amongst the saguaro, dreaming again of an intercontinental blooming. Ocotillo forests, subdivisions of hogans, momentary minutemen, a patriotism of convenience, cowboy governors, trading on myths bought from tourist brochures. Scorpions for breakfast. Internment camping trips. Vacations at gunpoint. Hubcap heliographs holding dreams of being stars again. Sunshine and tanning salons. The shotguns itching for trespass. Officers itching for trespass. Darren Wilson itching for trespass. Freeway exchanges, noosing into knots, the migration of dust devils, the genocide of tumbleweeds, the infidelity of founding fathers, the tubercular ghettos, the heat combustion of dumpsters, the birth of atomic bombs, the skin cancer of moonlight, the osteoporosis of saguaro skeletons, the co-evolution of agave flower and moth, the whispers of radio towers, the etymology of okay, the export of mattresses, the exploitation of labor, the right to work, Sonoran Strange, the cliché, cemented in caliche, Sonoran Strange, the chupacabras of scapegoats, mangas coloradas, cutting telegraph wires, Llorona, haunting the canals of Scottsdale, Lupe, lining her eyes, rolling on the south side, shotgun lumberjack lost in a saguaro forest. As I read this poem in Studio 2A, there is a woman kneeling at El Tiradito. She prays to San Agustin y San Francisco. She promises una manda de sangre. A man who has built cathedrals of mud describes working adobe as being like kissing his grandmother. A girl is kidnapped and later found alive in a box buried in the desert. Sonoran Strange. Self-storage units, half full. Arroyos carved of stone, half full. The old neighborhood, half empty. The aquifer, half empty. Foreclosed boom towns, ghost towns. The clock turned off with the electricity. Sonoran Strange, all of the obvious has gone into hiding. Cortez, weeping over the body of Montezuma. Darren Wilson, weeping over the body of Mike Brown. Mexica rituals in front of Shefflin Hall. Tombstone, silver nuggets, and cocaine kilos. The Tucson Mountains, lips of an ancient volcano. Dreaming again of lava breath. The Catalinas had a sex change and became cumulus clouds. While meanwhile, the Thunderheads grew heavy and butch and became the Rincons. The Chiricahuas, the Whetstones, Jaguars caught in surveillance. The Superstitions, the Huachucas, Jones Gold, an Arizonan Ophir. The desert billboards strung between the neurons like cities hanging in a web of freeways. And meanwhile, the state bird is being flipped all up and down Interstate 10. As Interstate 10 devours neighborhoods, see under the terms of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. All Mexicans living in what was to become the new United States were required to cut the treaty into small paper squares and then hold those squares under their tongues until they... until they dissolved and the new reality set in. This is Lupe standing in line outside the club. Originally outside of Sharks, but Sharks closed, so it could be any club you want. Saturday night, Tucson.
That skirt, you'd never recognize her. Her eyes not upturned, but eye line. She's got the tiara. Wearing the full crown to the club would be too much. Hair straightened and halfway down the skin of her back. Earlobes hooped. You probably wouldn't recognize her without the avito. You probably wouldn't recognize her. Stars on her fingers rather than in the fabric. Puro bling. Her heels and the way she seems to float on them over the cold broken sidewalk. Her friends flocking like little angels. Foundation on their cherub faces. With them, you might not recognize her. Her face seems familiar, though. Maybe your friends on the internet. Maybe she was at the club that one night when your homie got all drunk and started crying and shit and was looking for someone to talk to rather than texting his ex-girl more apologies, doing that skirt you'd never recognize her. Apologies, doing something besides saving your... You might not recognize her. Just out to have a good time. You might not recognize her. You might not recognize her rolling her eyes at the problems created tonight that are gonna need fixing tomorrow.
And you might catch Lupe in a beautiful mural at the church. You might catch Lupe on Grande at that one Raspado spot. See, Lupe is the kind of woman who dishes out some real talk. And when she dishes out that real talk, most likely you'll find her eating a raspado.
Mostly, I don't give a shit what they say about me. It's not like I need their permission. Really, they just like the shit about me. It's not like I need their permission. Really, they just like that I'm popular. It's been that way from the beginning. What do they call that? Swag by association? John Paul acts like he knows me. We just met. I never promised him anything. Not like any of them are paying my bills anyway. I have all these sisters coming to me all the time with that man drama. I don't need any of that myself. Did you see that house they built me in El Defe? Shit's crazy, girl! Everybody always showing up on their knees, though. All bloody. I mean, I never asked them to do that. I swear, sometimes que a la banda le gusta sufrir straight up. I should have bought stock in a candle company. Mi prima Maria was talking about opening up en abarrotes ahí por el altar, selling veladoras. Pero le dije que eso se llama algo como nepotismo. And besides, sería mal visto de muy mal gusto. Closest thing I ever had to a man was that dude Juan. We weren't together, but people make assumptions, you know? Saw us together, and him with the roses, and just assumed. I was hanging with La Raza Esa all the time then. But again, what? Bishop What's-His-Name hears about it, starts acting like he knows me, like I'm one of their crew, and I'm like, yo, since when did I ever agree that I just stand there, smiling and keeping my mouth shut? That ain't me. Girl, I told you I was gonna get all worked up over this. You finished? What you get anyway? Beso de Angel? Word.
Sonoran Strange? Why? Why? Why, right? Tanto verbo, why? All the noise, why? Why? Because I'm from here. And I spent my first years in a house built on caliche. Why? My father's back bent over the shovel where car bones later came to rest. Why? Because this tongue is what I make of it. Y hablar es creer. Why? Because my diapers are buried in unmarked graves outside tombstones. Because I learned most about where I am from while I was farthest away. Why? Because we are the fastest growing state in the Union. Why? Because we have the second highest poverty rate in the Union. Why? Because we fund education less than any state in the Union. Why? Because state legislators are big fish in an evaporating pond, and that goes for Doug Ducey as well. Why? Because the statistics will blind you if you stare at them long enough. Why? Because it's not too much. It's just too much lately. Why? Because it's never enough. It's just too much, really. Why? Porque, porque este pueblo trae un corazón mexicano, una cara mestiza y una cartera gringa. Porque, porque nadie recuerda bien los tratados, los poemas hechas ley, los huesos hechos de adobe. Porque, porque la cultura es una capa, nada más. Pintada sobre la faz de la tierra, una y otra vez, porque, pues, porque no. Hay que buscar un porqué por ahí. Que viva la Baja Arizona.
Que viva.
Que viva la otra Arizona.
Que viva.
Que viva la Sonora Libre.
Que viva.
Que viva. Que va. Ya vive. ¿A poco tú no lo ves?
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. I'm live in Studio 2A with Logan, Dirty Verbs, Phillips. Logan, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes, yes. Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what we're hearing tonight.
So this is work that has been kind of in development since about 2007. And it is also manifesting itself as a performance piece that I perform with my close compadre, Adam Cooper Terán, who also put together a lot of the audio that you're hearing playing with the poems. And, you know, it's funny, Matt, in your introduction when you said the thing about, and now he's out with a book of poetry, which is really, I kind of love that because, you know, in Tucson, I'm kind of known as DJ Dirty Verbs, and I play every Friday at Congress, and people see me in that light. They see me as a you know, educator and all this stuff, which is all great. But that all came from poetry. Poetry was the thing when I was 17 years old, you know, little introverted 17-year-old. Together with graffiti and hip-hop, poetry was the thing that kind of opened my eyes, right? And so this is my first full-length book, and it's my first book put out by a press, put out by West End Press out of Albuquerque, big up. And I'm really happy to be releasing it on the 5th of December.
And that release celebration is going to be at Club Congress. And, you know, you kind of jumped into what was going to be my next line of questioning, which is, you know, hearing a little bit about the artistic evolution that brought you to this place, because you're somebody who has worked in different mediums. I mean, the performance art piece of Sonoran Strange garnered a great deal of acclaim. But I'm curious, you know, what's the process of trying to capture the energy of those sort of live spoken word and performance art performances and crystallize them into, you know, into a book, into an object that is sort of immutable and unchanging. So what has been the process of trying to capture that?
Certainly. That is a question that I could spend the next hour answering. However, I will not. I will suffice to say that they both came from the same root. So in 2007, Adam Cooper Terán and I met over email and began this correspondence about the land that we're from. And we, between us, or I don't know who said it first, but this term Sonoran Strange kind of came out talking about this place we're from and all the ironies and layers of meaning that get laid on this tierra. And so the book of poems was written largely in 2011, and the performance piece then kind of took precedent. The manuscript of the book was finished, but we got a grant from the Arizona Commission on the Arts and from Tucson Pima Arts Council, and we kind of jumped into the performance version of it with the manuscript kind of sitting at the on the desk. And so they both kind of come from the same place. And for folks who have seen the performance version, that's about 25% of what's in the book. So, you know, different media lend themselves to kind of different manifestation of one initial spark.
You know, one of the things that I think has really connected with people here about your work is that it's grounded in a sense of place and culture, but in a way that I think speaks to a truth that, you know, is sort of intuitively apparent to people that have spent most of their lives here, but you articulate it in a way that that I think is still is very fresh and novel. I'm curious, you know, so did you grow up here in Tucson?
Actually didn't. My parents lived here in Tucson before I was born. My father worked as a time as a park ranger at Swirl Park National Park East. But then through a crazy twist of fate, he got a job in Tombstone, Arizona. And so we were living in Tombstone when I was born. And spent my first 2 years in Tombstone. And then they built a house in the foothills of the Huachuca Mountains in Cochise County outside of Sierra Vista. And so it's there where I grew up. And I grew up kind of within sight of and within heavy influence of the Mexican border that was right there. Mm-hmm. You know, there were the mountains that we hiked in all the time, and then there were the mountains that we could see right there that we never hiked in. They were like, you know, off the edge of the map, right? Another world. And as a little kid, that's just, it's impossible to understand that. And so I grew up with this always kind of questioning and curiosity and.
And, you know, I think that whenever I'm giving people kind of the snapshot version of what I love about Tucson, one of the things that I always cite is that, you know, not only has Tucson been one of the, you know, oldest continuously inhabited places in the world, or North America, for that matter, but, you know, Tucson in its current form has existed under, you know, three different nations, and, you know, this place has seen, you know, a tremendous amount of change over its time. But, you know, I'm curious, as somebody who grew up with the border in sight, you know, what is it that you've tried to capture about that experience and about the experience now of living in Arizona in your work?
Another hour long response.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote a book, Matt. I wrote the book. I will say that my community, people living north of River Road, listening on the new transmitter, people living on the south side, you can't have it both ways, you know? Uh-huh. You can't sell Tucson as the destination that is almost Mexico,
right?
And then never drive your car south of 22nd Street.
Yeah.
Or love Sonoran hot dogs, but kind of we're okay with some parts of SB 1070, mm-hmm. right? You can't have it both ways. Just like you can't move here and be like, oh man, that's it. I'm rocking cowboy boots and I'm changing my name to the Spanish version of my name and I'm going to open an art studio because this is my place, right? And I think that impulse, I mean, this place draws people, has drawn people. It's been a migratory place for so long.
Yeah.
But without a recognition of the layers of history, because the timeline is a myth. It's not a line, it's layers. Mm-hmm. And there's all these layers that are coexisting, right?
Yeah.
And history is not the lack of present. History is present. And so I think, like, if people to open an account with Tucson Water should be required to file a book report on Cadillac Desert by Mike Reisner.
Yeah.
Mark Reisner.
Uh-huh.
I also think they should be required, if they're going to live anywhere in the downtown area, to read La Calle by Lydia Otero. Hmm. And I think there should just be more of an acknowledgement of what it means to be in this place, because this place does speak to us on such a fundamental soul, alma level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. But also, we have to do right by the people who have been here before us, and we have to do right by the people who are living here now.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think has also really resonated with people about your art is that, you know, I think that you're not afraid to put politics front and center and to make your art political in a way that I think is... a lot of us have a social responsibility to do if you've got the microphone. So I'm, you know, this is a challenging time to live in Arizona for a lot of people. You know, what have you seen as the sort of responsibility that you have as somebody who has a platform to try to address some of those issues?
Well, I think there's a responsibility we all have, which is not to look away.
Yeah.
And not to be, you know, when you see the Tucson Police Department car pull up right behind the Border Patrol vehicle, right, because somebody's mm-hmm. taillight was out, and then Border Patrol thought it was a great idea to call TPD, and then that person becomes a felon, who, mm-hmm. by the way, will no longer be eligible for Obama's new revised immigration measures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you choose to just do clicktivism on Facebook, or if you choose just to drive by instead of walk through a neighborhood that scares you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that it kind of begins to limit one's humanity.
Mm.
And so I guess my obligation is just kind of the same as everyone's obligation, is just to speak, and more than speaking, create spaces for listening.
Yeah.
Create, kind of shut the up and mm-hmm. listen to what folks are saying, whether they're speaking in English, Espanol, Gringañol, Spanglish, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. and listen to try what they're saying. And I think that and helping create spaces for that and create spaces where people can celebrate together and borders can kind of slip away, linguistic borders can kind of slip away. I think all of that is important, and that's kind of where the DJing thing comes in, the education thing and all that's kind of mixed up in there, you know.
So before we get into our next set here, just give folks kind of an overview of what they can expect if they come out on December 5th to Club Congress for the book release and performance.
Yes, yes, yes. Would be happy to say. What Matt is getting here in Studio 2A is like the more of the full experience of what this is. And y'all in Radio Land and especially Internet Streaming Landia are getting kind of the vos namas. And that's all well and good, but on the 5th of December at Club Congress, I will be live in the flesh doing some of these poems, doing some poems from the book that no one has heard out loud yet at all, which I'm very excited about. And a good friend of mine, Joe Novelli, who I like a whole lot, plays the lap steel, does beat programming, is kind of a jack of all trades. Yeah. He's going to be opening up. Cool. And then after that, I'll be taking the stage and kicking some poems. And then another good friend, Gabriel Sullivan, is going to join me on stage as well and kind of bend his guitar into strange Landia with me. And we're going to kind of duet, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's a free event, which I wanted it to be free, and I wanted it to be all ages. And I have to give another shout out, as always, to Club Congress, David Slutz, and Matt Bacay, and all the whole crew there, because they are open to this idea of putting spoken word on a Friday night in the club, and having folks under the age of 21 in their club, which is like a pretty revolutionary act in the downtown Tucson as it currently stands. So I'm excited for that. And afterwards, at 9 p.m., we'll be finished, and then we'll move out onto the plaza there, which is the, you know, area that's slowly taking over what was the parking lot. And then another good friend, DJ Q, is, shout out, is going to jump on the decks, and he's going to start DJing. I'm going to do some book sales and book signing. I'll also have stickers. I think of the Sonoran Strange as kind of a hashtag. And so I made stickers that just say Sonoran Strange so that when you see Sonoran Strange happening, you can just slap it right on there, right?
There
so like when you pass the hot dog cart, right, and there's like a dude like triple fisting it with some Sonoran dogs, right? You can just run up behind him and be like, psh, Sonoran Strange right on his bumper, right? I mean, it's just call it when you see it, y'all. Call it when you see it.
There you go. That's going to be December 5th. Club Congress starts at 7:30. It's free. And, you know, also, if people want to find out more information online or buy the book, how do they do that?
Yes, I would be happy to sell you a book. I would be happy to ship one to you. The book is for sale online. You can go to SonoranStrange.com. That's Sonoran with the N, Sonoran Strange. And that will eventually lead you actually back to my site, which is DirtyVerbs.com. Sounds a lot more exciting than it is. DirtyVerbs.com. And there you can buy the book, and that would support me and support West End Press and support what you're hearing tonight. And I would be much obliged. Muy agradecido.
All right, so let's get into our next set here. Logan Phillips, live in Studio 2A, bringing us work from his new book, Sonoran Strange.
Shout out to Liliana. Strange. How long till the water runs out? Sonoran Strange, tell me, have you hidden the monsoon between your ears, water pouring from your face? Monsoons in a centenarian fight to make it down to the aquifer. Tell me, have you frozen the monsoon into the ice cubes in your drink? Drought dodger, sand irrigator, irrational instigator, artesian artisan, oasis schemer, optimist for profit, canal digger, developer, line drawer, civilizer, glutton, goner, detat deus. Never wanted to hide in the rain shadows. Never wanted to face the dry music.
Well, don't dare speak of tightening the sun belt in Cibola, the seven cities of aquifer, the irrigated never-never land. Conquistador archaeologists stealing fossil water, not for long land, water in our eyes and humid sighs. Such as we are, we use drinking water in our toilets because it is convenient. And this poem isn't nihilistic. Arizona, just a bit overly optimistic. Depredation, privatization, privation, por Dios ceros, ditat deus. Tell me, what do the monsoons taste like after the waters have been aged 1,000 years in a sand aquifer? Reposados. Can you tell me what sand tastes like on the rocks? What it looks like, sand in the toilet bowl. What it looks like, sand pouring from the tap in the kitchen. What it sounds like, sand streaming from the car wash. What does it look like? A man stooping to suck from the sprinklers in Papago Park. What does it look like? Sand shooting from the sprinklers, drowning the golf course in its dry breath. Tucson, I have a water management plan. Tucson Water, I hope you're listening. We will inject all of the empty water bottles back into the earth to prop up our cities before they sink into the empty aquifers. No? Water's western states holding the Colorado River hostage, nothing flowing into Mexico, evaporation tanks flooding Hay-Duduk Canyon's Central Arizona Project, delaying the inevitable. Hetch Hetchy, Glen Canyon, Echo Park, water dancing in drops, spilling from the sky, just an inverse aquifer. Palo Verde trees on drip systems. Our elderly on drip systems. Everyone holding out just a drop of hope. Phoenix needs its fix. Fall into panic, drought, a pandemic. Paranoid of the obvious, oblivious by choice. We'll irrigate our way out of this. We'll irradiate our way out of this. We'll entertain our way out of this fatal. This will irrigate our way out of this. Will irradiate our way out of this. Will entertain our way out of this. We this fatal. This everyone's skeleton is a pueblo. Some have seen more rain than others. The only reconquista that matters is the coming victory of dust and coyotes. We'll see this, you and I, the day that thirst returns to this desert. There's characters who live in the Sonoran Strange. And one of them is Lupe, who you heard about earlier. Another character is Llorona. And to tell you about Llorona, I've brought some mothers from Scottsdale to read you this poem, which is called Llorona, as told on the telephone by mothers in Scottsdale. You know how Cindy and I walk along the canal in the morning? Well, today I saw that woman again. You know, the one I was telling you about that I saw a couple months ago, all homeless and crazy and skinny and Mexican. Well, today I saw her again. I know she's some kind of dangerous. I heard she's in and out of jail. Homeless, probably illegal. She looks like a meth addict, huffing paint. You know, I heard she drowned her children in a canal. Yes, that kind of dangerous. She should be locked up. I think she lives down there, talking to herself in Spanish all the time. It's like she can't leave the spot where she drowned her children. If I were you, I wouldn't let Tommy walk home from school along the canal. I think she lives down there. I heard her talking, you know, where I walk with Cindy in the mornings. If I were you, I'd pick Tommy up from school. I'm telling you, I've been seeing her for months.
Girona, by canal, at midnight. A moon mirage, amid night shadow. She takes small steps in the sand, along the cement bank. The sound of sirens at night, the orange of city sky, the whisper of jets, distant traffic. Staring at the slow water of the Arizona Canal, Girona looks for them. Here, along the cement channel, in the paved over indigenous design, Girona wears a dark hoodie over layers of clothes. She is thin skin, thin bones. She carries gallon jugs, yellowed and brittle from the sun, carrying liquor mixed from the bottles abandoned by backyard parties, bottles holding bodies of drowned scorpions, of millipedes, mice, small snakes. Girona collects the drowned. Girona sings to them. And now you will see La Girona speaking on payphone.
Yes, hello, what's your emergency?
Hay un cuerpo en el canal.
Hold on just a second, okay? Do you speak English, ma'am?
Lo saqué yo a la orilla y lo amarré ahí.
A body in the canal?
Lo salvé como siempre salvo lo ahogado en las albercas abandonadas por ustedes.
Can you tell me where the body is? ¿Dónde?
Lo sigo buscando siempre. Pero este cuerpo no es de ellos. Lo encontré buscándolos.
I need you to tell me where... ¿Dónde están?
¿Dónde no, mujer? Ser madre es ver tus hijos en todas partes para siempre.
Could you please speak slower? I'm also a mother.
Ser madre es parir el propio corazón de una y vivir para verlo andar por todas partes siempre.
If you can just hold on, the police will be there in a few moments. You can show them where you found it.
No van a querer ver nada de lo que les puedo enseñar yo. Este cuerpo lo encontré ahí flotando y solo les estoy diciendo porque este cuerpo también tiene madre, siempre.
The police will be able to help. I just need you to stay on the line.
Contaminaron el canal con furia. Me quitaron todo.
Drownings sometimes happen. This wasn't your fault.
Mis hijos.
I understand this is difficult. Being a mother is like giving birth to your own heart. Where are you? Are your children there with you now?
Girona stands next to the canal at dawn. A shadow haloed in sun glare. Is unseen by eyes that cannot see her. Llorona. Unseen by eyes that choose to look away and ignore her, the joggers and their headphones. Llorona adds her salt to the canal dead water. Unsilent grief. River of salt. Valley of sun. Canals become saline as their waters pull salt from the land. Trees, pigeons, hawks on power poles, mourning doves. Sonoran Strange. Carlisle. Didn't they think to send the saguaros to boarding school, where they could learn to look more like elm, to lie more like cherry trees? Tell me, who decided to stop teaching the saguaros about where they came from? To stop teaching about the ironwood, about the palo verde, about the nurse plants that shaded them during their first years in Sonoran sun, allowing them to survive their first years in the soil? Tell me, TUSD, who banned the ethnic studies of cacti, demanding that they learn only the waters of the Potomac, and not to question why the Santa Cruz runs dry, why the Gila runs dry, and what good is the Potomac if the Colorado runs dry? Who looked at our spines and understood only blood, saw only aggression instead of understanding this place and why spines are needed here sometimes? Tell me, who notices the genocide of saguaro? Who notices buffalo grass and subdivisions? Who holds any idea of history? Psychobiology? Tell me, who misquoted the clouds into right angles? Tell me, did they quote the coyotes in the case against the ranchers? Did they quote the Brown family in the case against Darren Wilson? Didn't anyone tell the wildfires about anti-smoking laws? Tell me, where did Padre Kino retire to? Coronado? Where did he retire to? Who's your street named after? Tell me.
Is the governor listening?
Is there anyone listening from the city council? From the school board? Is there anyone listening from the FBI? Can you please call into the studio if you're listening undercover? Man, is this being recorded? Is there anyone out there that's tweeting this right now? Is there anyone listening that was born in the area? Tell me, is this any good? Is anyone with me? Sonoran Strange. Kukshan. This, all of this that you've heard tonight, has been for Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez. All of this has been for Mike Brown, his family, and those in Ferguson. All this has been for those in Ayotzinapa. 43, vivos los queremos, aunque no lo son. Ya me cansé. This is for anyone who resists this. This is for anyone who notices this. This is for all the endangered languages. This is for the unnoticed realities. This is for the lesser recognized senses. This is for anyone who has forgotten their mother tongue. Este va para cualquier migrante lingüístico refugiado en el verbo. This is for every mouth that once spoke Mexican and now speaks sand. Just 40 miles from the vulture as the vulture flies from Studio 2A. This is for anyone who drinks earth in the end. No water for their lost thirst at last. This is for every cactus ripped out by the roots to make room for 18 holes. This is for every snowbird on their last flight, golfing one last 18. This is for every Gila monster driving a dropped Cadillac through desert. This is for every rancher resisting the city. This is for every language teacher alive in the tongue dance of history. This is for all of the cotton that was pulled from the irrigation and woven into tires for World War I. This is for all of the copper that was pulled from the pits and made into bullets to kill men fighting in trenches. This is for all of the men fighting and mining in trenches, wearing their jobs on their flesh like a skin color. This is for any youth who remembers. This is for any elder who still imagines. This is for every chingona. This is for every fronterizo. Este poema va para Tucson. Su fin sin fin de sueños. Su historia presente. Su tiempo cíclico. Sus barrios arrasados. Sus estudios étnicos. Su Spanglish. Su gringañol. Este poema va para Tucson. Y para todos los cabrones que aquí viven y que aquí cantan. Arizona. El pueblo se levanta, Arizona, aguanta, 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 el pueblo se levanta, Arizona. Raiderville, Hershaw, Silver Bell, Gailyville, Dragoon, Pierce, Duquesne, Washington Camp, Cortland,
Evansville, Elvidia, Gleason, Dos Cabezas, Turquoise, Middlemarch, Paradise, Russellville, Ferguson, Black Diamond, Mammoth, Oracle, Total Wreck, Winkleman, Hilltop, Globe, Nogales, Ayotzinapa, Tombstone.
You've been listening to Logan Phillips live in Studio 2A, performing works from his new book, Sonoran Strange. The release show, Friday, December 5th at Club Congress, 7:30. You can buy the book online. Logan, thank you so much. We will see you on Friday, December 5th.
Muchas gracias, Matt. Thank you for having me. Gracias, Tucson.